Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about our good buddy Eric Cargiolotto back on the show, having him back on the show. He's the founder and the partner of Smash Labs. Smash Lab, which is an outstanding marketing advertising firm up in the great part of Canada, the British Columbia. He is the author of Speak Human, Outmarket the Big Guys by Getting Personal, and that's what we're going to talk about today. Eric, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Eric, one of the things I've been talking to my folks around here about, you know, we've hired some pretty creative folks around here. Some of them are kind of young, and they're excited about their creativity. They've got all these wonderful tools that I didn't have when I was a young creative kid, and they're, you know, they're leveraging them. They're flexing their technology and nifty tool muscles and creating some pretty exciting things. And I have to keep reminding them of what I was told a long time ago, decades ago, by an architect. He said, remember this, form follows function. And I've never forgotten that. He did a good job. I have never forgotten that. And what I told the audience before you got here was that architects, even those who push the envelope on creativity, always come back to that standard. And to me, if you're in the marketplace, when you're dealing with things that the customers are going to consume, that's a pretty good little standard to use for anything, isn't it?
Oh, definitely, yeah. It's funny, I was in Halifax about a week ago now talking about just exactly what you brought up here, which is that I think largely we get confused about what creativity is. We think, as a culture, we think it's some crazy random experiment. I think something after Hendrix shifted and we believed that everything should be this wild good time when it was creative. And yeah, we use some kind of neat tools for, you know, as designers and so on, building these things. But you can never lose sight of the fact that these are, as a designer, generally, you're looking at something someone's going to use in a practical fashion. And if it's too cool or neat to allow that to actually occur, it's a design that failed. That's all.
Well, and it really hurts their feelings sometimes because they've come up with, and you know, you'll have a customer or an employee or an agency like yours show up and they've got this and they know in their heart this is an award-winning piece of work, but you got to remember that the people who you want to give you awards are your customers, not some pointy-headed editor or judge somewhere.
Awards are lovely. Like it's always great to have someone give you that gold staff and stamp and tell you you've done a good job. I tell you, I'll take a repeat client over an award
anytime. Right.
You know, it's a business. This isn't playtime. But when you're 20 years old and you've put your heart and soul into a project and it doesn't see the light of day, that can be kind of a disappointment. And that's why you need more rounded teams with sometimes, you know, bald guys like me who ask that question too as to whether it's functional or not.
Right, exactly. So apply this to small business activity. Tell us what you talk to your folks about.
Well, you know, I think the biggest thing we look at is trying to find problems. And that's the funny part with creativity. If you're talking about anything from product design to building a website to writing a book, what you're looking to do isn't so much to wow people with how clever you are. You're looking to find something that's broken so you can fix it. If you can fix one broken thing, you can look like a genius. It's really quite wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And I think on the web communications end of it, largely what you've got to ask is, what's the missing link between the customer and this organization? How do we break that barrier that stops someone from working with this organization? If you can pin that, after that point, it gets really quite smooth often.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that I've been saying for a long time now is I discovered this perspective while using somebody else's technology, especially I'm sure it was a big company, you know, who basically just you know, I don't know what they were thinking, but I know that whatever they were trying to do, they thought they were being helpful and they weren't. And what I said then, what I came up with is never ask a customer to touch any of your technology unless there's something in it for them. What do you think?
It's a really important sort of notion to work with is that, you know, it's that question, why does most advertising, well, basically, why does it most advertising suck? It's because we're trying to think about what we can get out of it versus
right.
what someone else might get out of it.
Right.
And if you can twist that thing, if you can spin it around, you can make a connection. But I don't know, how many friends do you want who just walk over to your place and take your stuff all the time and never leave anything behind or
right.
never give you a gift?
Well, and what you're talking about, Eric, is you're talking about the polar opposites, which are manipulation and authenticity, which is you've come up in a world of manipulation in the industry that you're in, and you're trying to convert it very gallantly, and I congratulate you on that. You're trying to help convert, and the marketplace is moving in this direction. You're going to win this race, Eric, and that's converting your customers and anybody you can talk to go from manipulation, what you said a minute ago, to authenticity, because that's what people want these days, isn't it?
I think it's what people always wanted. It's kind of weird that we hit about 5 years ago, and somehow everyone started using the words transparency and authenticity, which basically mean, you know, don't lie to people.
Right.
Don't BS anyone, this sort of thing. You know, and I think most good marketers recognize that. I don't think I think advertising is curious because it most advertisers rank a little bit lower than used car salespeople in terms of their credibility, their trustworthiness, and most people you meet in the industry are pretty savvy about what's going on out there, and often aren't trying to find a way to fool people or trick people. They're trying to find a way to break through something in a way that makes you stand up and take notice, and that can be awfully difficult to do with certain products, and they try to get creative, and they try to sometimes become hyperbolic or what have you, but ultimately what we're all trying to get to is something that means something, and if you can hit that,
mm-hmm.
after that, it's beautiful, yeah.
Well, here's what I think happened, Eric. For a long time, consumers allowed themselves to be manipulated because that was the corner of the realm. That was the way things were done. But when the age of the customer began, and customers started having more control over the information, they started saying, you know what? I don't have to be manipulated to be educated. I can do this by myself. And they started, and that's the customer, as always, is demanding the authenticity right now. And that's where we're going, folks, because we're not going back to the age of the seller. We're going to stick with the age of the customer. When we come back, I want to get Eric to convert this authenticity into relevance. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.